Hello, I'm Duncan Graham and this is Over the Wall. Today, I speak with Josh Cullinan of the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union about the problems with insecure work, the new Industrial Relations Bill and the Industrial Relations Roundtable.
In, I think it was April, probably of this year, the government announced a roundtable, I guess, between government, business and unions. At that point, supposed to report by the end of September to try and come up with a kind of new consensus on how to go forward with industrial relations in response to pandemic and recession. Sally McManus last week gave a speech at the National Press Club where she expressed that her involvement as the prime representative from unions was frustrating because a lot of the employer representatives seemed to have rather outdated ideas and were unwilling to bend. Do you think that that period of negotiation can be seen as successful to any extent, or has the whole thing been a giant waste of time?
This is worse than a waste of time. This was a great opportunity wasted. In March and April, when these announcements were being made about these special love-ins hosted by the federal government, we were out there immediately saying no genuine representative of workers, no union should have anything to do with these discussions, that they are only a stalking horse for an outright attack on the terms and conditions and working rights of low-paid workers. And unfortunately, the ACTU, the SDA and some of the others paid no attention to those concerns and have effectively not only given cover to the bosses and the Liberal government, but also wasted what would have been 7 or 8 months of building a campaign against these outrageous attacks on workers. So we think it's not just a waste of time, it's a great opportunity lost and shockingly has given cover to these employers and the federal government. There's no surprise in what's being announced. This is the wish list of the Conservatives. And in our view, it's about extracting the $1 billion a year that RAFWU's been able to secure for workers in retail and fast food, extracting that back under some of these changes.
It seems the pandemic, probably the shutdown more than the pandemic, exposed a substantial problem with insecure work and casual work in general. The ACTU is professing that that's a priority at the moment. The government announced some rather vague parts of the new legislation around casual work at the time. What was your reaction to that?
Well, the changes that are being proposed are entirely unsurprising from the federal government. They want to systematise a structure where when an employer engages a worker and calls them casual, that they are forever and a day casual. And even where a worker is able to overcome some fundamental hurdles and prove there is a regularity in their employment, they're going to have diminished opportunity to secure the entitlements that have been stripped and stolen from them because they weren't genuinely casual. So that's unsurprising. There's class actions underway to try and return some of those stolen wages to workers, and the government wants to help big business avoid those costs. It's a joke to suggest that employers are going to be offering ongoing employment to workers that they have deemed as casual after 12 months. The test is entirely in the employer's favour, requiring an employer to determine that they're regular and systematic in some way. These are not rights that can be easily enforced by workers. So we're just unsurprised. These are just another assault on low-paid, insecure workers. And workers that generally do not have a voice either in Canberra or in the union movement. You know, if we look to the ACTU or to the ALP or others that profess to speak on behalf of casual workers, there aren't casual workers or insecure workers leading those organisations. In fact, the vast majority of the suits that do work for them have never had the experience of having to try and put food on the table or a roof over the head of their children from a position of ongoing insecure work over many years. So the experience of casual workers is not genuinely being heard in the organisations that purport to speak on behalf of them. And the negotiations around these points and the outcome that the federal government now is trying to impose upon casual workers will just further entrench the discrimination that casual workers face every day and the inability for them to build, maintain and secure their rights through fighting unions. These are entirely unsurprising outcomes.
The industries that you cover, your union covers, are unusually rich in casual workers. What's the rough percentage of casual to permanent that you would find in retail and fast food?
It does depend on the scenario. We've got structures that have been systematised throughout retail and largely in fast food in some workplaces where they've been able to get a system in place which entirely undermines part-time employment but is not called casual work. We've got places like KFC and Hungry Jack's, which until recently called everyone part-time, but they were, in fact, casual. The minimum wage that attracts to part-time employment, so not having to pay a casual loading, is also a reason why some of the employers opt for non-casual work. What we find is that it is the most nefarious employers that team up casual employment with junior rates to exploit workers where there's very high percentages. So, for example, if we look at McDonald's, about 85% of the workforce is casual and about 85% of the workforce is under 21. And so the reason for that is that they churn them and then they sack them by giving them no shifts as they get older so they can get the next brigade of 15-year-olds in. And maybe unsurprisingly, if we look across to the other major employer that's got the ear of the federal government and apparently the ACTU, which is Wesfarmers, and we look at Kmart, of all employers, Kmart has 85% casual employment, 85% under 21. Another employer that systematises the exploitation of young workers in their first experience of work as casual workers and then sacks them as they have their birthdays. And so we've got some employers that exploit casual work to that extreme and often teaming it up with junior wages. And then many other employers, so like a Woolworths or a Bunnings or a Coles, we will see about 35% of employment is casual work. More than the national average. It's not up at the extremes of well above 50%, up 85% at McDonald's and Kmart. But still large groups, you know, tens of thousands of workers in these workplaces that are casually engaged.
If you had your druthers, what would be the best first steps to deal with insecure work and casuality?
As a committed unionist and a committed socialist, we should abolish casual work. Casual work brings workers nothing. Many workers now rely on the 25% loading, but that's in circumstances where the 25% loading is paid on a minimum wage, which should be 25% or more higher. In genuinely seasonal work environments, and so that might be associated in our industries with some of the Christmas period, there can be arrangements put in place either for the payment of overtime or for the escalation of hours for part-time or group employed hours. We believe that there's no actual need for casual employment. In terms of legislation, it should be very simple. It should be if the pattern of employment is regular, then the employment should be part-time and all of the benefits that come from that, whether it be protections against unfair dismissal, whether it be annual leave and sick leave and other forms of leave. All of those things should flow for any worker who has a regularity to their employment. It should not be up to an employer simply by rostering someone on a different roster each week to somehow make them something other than part-time or full-time employed. We believe that there's all of the technology these days to be able to ensure workers have regularity in their rosters, rather than having their rosters foisted upon them on a daily or weekly basis.
That's it for this week. Next week, Josh Cullinan will drill down on some of the detail on how the new Industrial Relations Bill will deal with casuals. We thank Josh for his time and expertise.